Okay, it's good to be back with the recordings. I hope everyone had a nice Pesach break. Baruch Hashem, now everyone's back in the situation of schools in Eretz Yisrael. So hopefully, and I'll continue the recordings now through Shavuos. Hopefully, it'll be uninterrupted recordings, obviously excluding Shabbos, sending out the recordings for the Daf Yomi. Baruch Hashem, we're picking up on Nun Amar Beis at the very bottom with the words of Amar Rava. So Rava says, Mai Taima Rabbi Gamliel. So now we're analyzing the Machlokas in the Mishnah we had between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. So the Gemara now is analyzing the reasoning of Rabbi Gamliel. What was the reasoning of Rabbi Gamliel? That he said when there are two Yevamim, or two Yevamos, that there is no, we say that there is, that there's Ein Get Achar Get, Ve'ein Maimar Achar Maimar. According to Rabbi Gamliel, the one who gave the second get, or the one who did the second maimar, is not going to be usher to marry the relatives of the person that he gave it to, meaning it's rejected. So the Gemara says, what's the reasoning? So Rav wants to explain the Misafkale, as again, we're on a non-alpha and alpha now, the Misafkale, because he's not sure, get idachi idlodachi. With regards to a get, is it a full rejection from Yibum, or is it not at all anything? So therefore, maimar ikani lokani, and therefore with regards to maimar also, is it fully a full acquisition, or is it nothing at all? So the Gemara now is going to explain what does Rava mean? Get idachi idlo dachi. So ikama dachi basar my covet. So now in the case with regards to a get, Rabbi Gamliel is going to assume that it's effective to lead to rejection. He's going to say the following: if the first one is a full fledged rejection, then basar my covet. And the second one, so what's the second one doing? You've already accomplished you already removed the zika bond between the yavam and the potential yavama. Ikama lo dachi. Now if the first one isn't anything either, so then the second one that you're now doing also mironoshach basar nami lo dachi. The second one's also not going to be effective. So either way he slices it, this get is not going to be valid. Again, because if the first one is really valid, so then the second one is already removed from the situation, and that's not considered a get whatsoever. And if it is the first one was not good, so then the second one is also not good. There's no difference of level of the get that are going to be given, and therefore, that's why he assumes ain't get achar get. So that's for the opinion of Rav Gamliel. Now, Maimar ikani lo kani. Now, with regards to Maimar, Rav Gamliel is going to assume whether it's fully acquiring it or not. So you can make the same logic. It's a logical argument. Ikama kani basa mai kavet. So if the first one is fully accomplished by giving her Maimar, he's now fully attached to only this Yavama. So then when Reuben performs it with this lady, so then the second one that you've done, you're not doing anything. Now, if Reuben does it with one of the widows of Shimon, his brother, that has any children, to one of the Rachel, and now and he does it with Rachel, and it's not valid. So then, when it comes to Leah, so Basanami lokani. So then, with regards to Leah, also, then obviously it's not going to be done as anything, and therefore there's going to be no issue. So that was Rava's explanation. However, Abaye is not happy with this. Esevi Abaye. Abaye has a kasha on Rava based on a Braisa. Umod de Bragalia. The Braisa is talking about a case. We had, again, he in the Mishnah, he argues with the Chachamim, and he says that a get achar get and a maimar achar maimar are going to be not a problem, to meaning that you could marry the relatives of the ones that the second one that you gave it to. So in regards to this case, so he's going to agree to them. Which case? Sheyesh get achar maimar, that there is validity to a get after a maimar. In this case, if the Yavam does maimar with one of the Yavamos, and then he gives the other one a get, the get is going to be effective. It's going to apostle that Yavam from marrying the relatives of this person. It's also going to disqualify the Yavam from taking the person in maimar in Yibu. So that both those nafkaminas would be applicable, and he would agree to that case. And umamar achar get, and also the guard to maimar after a get. So in maimar after a get, which you just said, v'get achar bia umaimar, and also get after maimar after someone had bia and a maimar. In that case over here, after, so in the case that if the yavam first does maimar with one person, one of the with Rachel, then he has bia with Leah, and then the third one, Sarah, he gives her a get. So the get is going to be chal, and then we assume that it's going to be aser for him to in that case it's going to be aser for him to marry the relatives of that person that he gave a get. Why is that? Didn't you have bia? Because this is bia psula. This is bia that's a deficient, a lacking bia, because you already had done maimar with the other one of the wives of Shimon. So therefore this bia isn't a full-fledged bia. As a normal case of bia is paters the rest of them from chalitza and from yibum. This bia was problematic because you had already previously had done maimer beforehand. So that's where Ben Gamliel holds that the get would be that the get is chal even after the bia in this case. Maimer achar bia, the get, as you just mentioned, So here also, if you have Maimer and then you have Bia, so then if the Yavam gave a get to one Yavama, then he has Bia with the second one, then he has Maimer with the third one. Again, in that case also, the Maimer is going to take effect because you had a possible Bia over here, so then the Maimer would be effective according to Begamia. So now Abaye fleshes out his kasha. Now, if Rabban Gamliel really is not sure whether a get and maimer are fully effective, or they're not shaykh at all, to have a kibia de lechachila v'sikne. So why don't we say that the relations that he's done after the maimer, or after when given a get, if the first one got a get or maimer, in both those cases, shouldn't it be like bia at the beginning, and it should be fully effective? Why the hasna? Because didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Be'ila v'zman shi v'tchila ein achreya klum. For when a bia is going to be at the beginning, there is no validity whatsoever. So why does Rabban Gamliel agree that when the bia was following a maimer or a get, that it's not fully effective? Whatever you say about the case of about the first act, the second one should be meaning in the case where Maimer was done at the beginning. If the Maimer was really valid, so then it was a full acquisition of the Vama, and then therefore then the Bia afterwards or the Get should have any effectiveness whatsoever. Now if the Maimer wasn't Chal, then the Bia that was done after it, then that should be the main case of Bia, and we know that when Bia is done, that should be Chal for the Pater, all the other potential widows from doing anything. So if Get was given after that, it should be Chal. So this is the problem. And a similar thing with when it comes to a Get. If you have a Get was done at the beginning, so if the Get was fully effective to reject it, so then when you've done the Bia second, it's not effective at all, so then nothing should be chal afterwards, and it's just like a get achar get, or a maimar achar get, and nothing should be chal. And if the get wasn't chal, if it's really mesavkele and the get wasn't chal, so then the second Bia is like you have to perform a Bia lechachila at the beginning, in which case it should pater from everything. So that's a very, very strong kasha that Abaye is asking on Rava. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Ela Mar Abaye." So then, therefore, Abaye comes back and he says, "La Olam Shita Lei L'Rabban Gamliel." So it's obvious to Rabban Gamliel, but get the dachi. Then, in case regards to get, that it actually is going to be rejection on some sort, albeit probably b'derabanan, as Rashi points out, and it's going to be derabanan and it's going to be a rejection. And Maimar Dekani, in regards to Maimar, that it affects an acquisition by some extent, again, on a level of derabanan. So they are not fully effective, not totally ineffective, according to Abaye. So, but it's, again, it's only on a level of derabanan. So therefore, this would line up with why Rabban Gamliel says his statement that when you do bia after maimer or get, it can't be considered as it being done mitchila because mit derabanan you have done something. Therefore, you can have therefore it's a bia that's lacking. It's not a full fledged regular bia mitchila. However, if you've done something afterwards, that's why the bia would be lacking. But it still is chal on some level. So the Gemara says again, "Begin to dechav v'maimer dekane miu amar rabbanan." The rabbanan say, "Ha yavama." Because when the case of yavama bechad sad mahani ba get, a get is effective in regards to one side of it. It affects partial rejection. Bechad sad mahani ba maimer, and maimer is going to be effective in regards to the other side to be an acquisition. Therefore, get achar get lo dachi. With regards to a get following a get, it is not going to lead to a full-fledged rejection. Because already, whatever the first one had accomplished, the second one is not going to be adding to it. So since the second get is meaningless, you're permitted to marry the relatives in that case. So maimer after maimer, lo kane. With regards to maimer done, and then subsequent maimer done after that, because whatever the first one had accomplished, the second one is doing the same exact thing, you're not doing anything with the second one. Again, subsequently, you can marry the relatives of the maimer one that you've done. Get achar maimer, or maimer achar get, ha milsa kadachi. So what if you have maimer, then you've done a get, or other way around, vice versa. So then, that is going to be a partial rejection, vahai milsa kakani, and that is going to be a partial acquisition, and therefore it's going to be able to take effect. When the maimer was performed, it renders the avama who received it, she's going to be considered somebody who's kind of like she's married to this person, and it's, the zika is somewhat still there, and therefore when you do a get, the second one is going to be effective because there's not a full fledged zika there, and therefore it's going to be chal. In that case, therefore it's going to be chal, and that's the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. So now we just explained Rabban Gamliel. Shita Abaye then is going to explain why the Rabbanan disagree with him. Rabbanan kol chav echad tiknu le Rabbanan get umaymer biyavama. Each and every Yavam, the Rabbanan instituted the power to give a get at a Maimer, which each and every Yavama. Therefore, you can't say that the first get is going to affect the rejection on a level which, if subsequently you give another get, it's not going to mean anything. Rather, that the get affects the widow is going to be with the one who gave it. It still leaves the Yavam the ability to give a valid get to another Yavama, and to other Yavamim also to give another get, and it's going to be Chal. So that is going to be the opinion over here, that it's not dissolving the Zika entirely, and therefore the second get, according to Rabbanan, would in fact be Chal, according to them, as opposed to Rabban Gamliel, holds that it's not. So So the Gemara now then points out though, so according to Rabban Gamliel, the Braisa seemingly is going to have a kasha, the Vaha Bia Psula. With regards to, as we mentioned, a Bia Psula, this is not fully invalid, but the Bia, which was done after a Maimar or after a Get, so that is Adipa Maimar or Griya Maimar. In one respect, really, it's going to be superior to Maimar. In one respect, it's actually going to be seemingly Griya, it's actually going to be worse, it's going to be inferior to Maimar. Adifa Maimar, so how is it going to be more, is going to be better in a case to Ilu Maimar, Acher Maimar, Lo Mahani. When it comes to a Maimar, followed by a Maimar, that's ineffective. However, if Ilu Bia Acher Maimar Mahani, with regards to if a person has Bia, has relations with this Yavama, with a different Yavama, or has with a different Yavama in the case where he done Maimar with the first one, so that case is going to have a validity to it, because Bia is stronger, and because that's Midaraisa, and therefore it is somewhat effective, so that case, it's going to be a level deraisa, as Tosfos point out, and that's why it's going to be stronger and ineffective, even when you have done maimar originally. Ugriya me maimar, and in one case it's going to be worse than maimar because the ilu maimar achar get. In the case where you've done maimar after a get, kane lekule shira the get, it does acquire whatever the get has not acquired, and therefore we assume, as we mentioned before, that it's going to be some remnants of it going to be chal, and therefore it's going to be asr for you. You would have to give her a get and chalitza, but it would be something that would be asr for you to then subsequently marry that the relatives. It is chal. However, in the case of a year, v'ilu bi'a achar get, with regards to, if you're conscious that, too, having relations followed by a get, lo kanile lekule shira the get, that does not acquire the entire remnants of the get. Rather, the bi'a is going to be, as bi'a psula, as mentioned, it's going to be like a lacking bi'a, and it leaves room for the maimar to take effect afterwards, as we mentioned, and that is going to be something which, according to Rabbi Gamliel, based on the braisa, is going to be something which is chal. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, lefi Abaye, the way Abaye fleshes it out. Now the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan. So again, continuing in the statement of Rabbi Gamliel, Ketzer Amar Gamliel ain't get achar get. And to what extent did Rabbi Gamliel say that there is no validity to a get after a get, that we don't have to be choshefer? So the Gemara says, the Raisa says rather, Shtei Yavamos Sunaflut Me Yavam Echad. If you have two Yavamos who came before one Yavam, Vinasan get lezu, veget lezu. So he gave one Rachel a get, and then he subsequently gave Leah a get, both the wives of Shimon, who died without any children, and they're coming before Reuven. Rabbi Gamliel Amar Choletzer Rishona, that you should do Chalitza with the first Yavama. Therefore, you release the first Yavama and also the second one, and then subsequently, as the Dindar Abadant says, that it's like as if you've divorced her, and just like it's usher for you to marry the divorced relatives of a divorcee, so too it's usher for you to marry the Chalutz's wife's relatives. However, the second one is permitted to marry the relatives of the second Yavama. The second one, because we mentioned, the second get is ineffective, the Yavama is allowed to marry their relatives. And Rashi points out, you can also do chalitza with the second one, it would be effective for both them, but it's like an Eitz HaTova Rangel Niel, because if you do it with the second one, then you're not allowed to marry her relatives. But if you do chalitza with the first one, you would be allowed to marry the second one's relatives, because the get wasn't chal at all, and that would be something which is recommended, that's why you do it. There is a kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Why does Rashi have to mention that that's the nafkamina? There's a more basic nafkamina, why you shouldn't give chalitza to the second one, because you'd be passing her from kahuna. If the get wasn't chal at all, as we just mentioned, to the second lady, because you already get the first one. So then, if you do chalitza with the first lady, the second lady, in our example, it was Leah, right? Rachel was the first wife you get, and then afterwards you do it with Leah. So then, if in the case over here, if you do it with Leah, Leah's not passing the kahuna. A much stronger reasoning, that would be a reason that you should not be doing chalitza with her. So that's the Achron are bothered by that in Rashi. Why doesn't Rashi give that? So they say in Achanami that really Rashi is just discussing based on the Hemshech of the Braisa, where there's only one Yavama and there was two Yavamim, and that's why Rashi mentions it. But in Achanami, that is clearly a more Pashut Nafkamina, why you should only do the first one. Okay, now the Chachamim say, no sin get lezu veget lezu. So Asur v'krova shein, doesn't matter. It's Asur to marry the relatives of both the Yavamas because the second get is chal on a certain level. The chalitza lachas mem, and the chalitza with either one of them, we assume that the get is chal on the level. She's Asur to marry the relatives of the Yavama, and she's also Asur to marry into kahuna because there is a chalos shein to the second get that was given. And therefore, according to this opinion of the Chachamim, it doesn't matter that who you give the chalitza to, and you could do it with the second one or the first one because anyway, she's going to be Asher Lakuna and Asher to the relatives of both Yavamim, even a get achar get. That's what the Chachamim wants. Now the Braisa continues. V'chein ata omer b'shnei Yavamim v'yavama achad. So too you can say, with regards to the case where you have two Yavamim and one Yavama. And each Yavam gives this lady a get, Rabbi Gamliel considers the second get invalid, and he says that the first Yavam should be the one to do as chalitza. This is why the Achronim point out, based on this case, this is why Rashi mentions that the case of the relatives, because of this point. Here, she's pasul, everyone agrees she's pasul lakuna, there's only one lady, and she got a get. She got a get from two different brothers in this case. So here, Rabbi Gamliel says that only the first brother should be the one who does chalitza, because the second brother could still marry her relatives, theoretically, if he wanted to, and you could keep that option available to him, so therefore he recommends that the first one should do the one who's doing chalitza. Now the Braisa continues. To what extent did Rabbi Gamliel say that there is no validity to a Maimar after a Maimar? If you have two Yavamach, Rachel and Leah, in our example, were married to Shimon, Shimon dies, and children, and they come before Reuven for either Yibam. So what happens? So he decides to do Maimar, saying he's going to marry Rachel, and then he just says, you know what, I'm also going to do a Maimar with Leah. Rabbi Gamliel knows and Getler, Shona Vecholitzler. Rabbi Gamliel says, you give the first Yavama, he gives a get to her in order to remove that the Maimar, and he then does Chalitza with her. V'asher b'krovasei, and he's also to marry her relatives. Mutar b'krovasshniya, and he's permitted to marry the relatives of the second Yavama, in our example, because the Chalitza was only done with the first one, and therefore the second one was not considered anything. The Chachamim Romam, similar thing though, but as I said with Bayi Get, Nosin Get Lashtin, you have to give a get to remove both Maimars. The second Maimar is Chal, the one that was given to Leah, the second sister, the second widow rather, of Shimon, was also Chal. So that's also on a certain level of Chal, so therefore you have to give both of them Gittin. In which case, it's going to be permitted to be marrying the relatives of both of them, the Chalitza Lachas Mehem, and he performs Chalitza with either one, which he chooses, because both of them are going to be Pasal Kuna, both of them are going to be problematic to marry either relatives, so it doesn't matter who gets the chalitza. So too would you say with regard to the case where you have two yavamim and only one yavama, if both of them performed maimer, both of them have to give a get, and both of them are going to be also to marry both krovim, that would be the case. Now the Gemara goes back to analyze the Omar Maru. As you said in the Braisa, if you have two yavamas who came before yavam, no sin, get lazu, get lazu, that you have to give a get to this one and get to that one. Rabbi Gamliel says, chalitza rishonav asar bekorvoseah, that you perform chalitza with the first yavama, and he's also to marry her relatives. Umutav rekrovah shniyah, but is permitted to marry the relatives of the second yavama. So we see that performing chalitza with the first yavama, whose get was effective, that is going to release even the second lady who was married to Shimon. In our example, would be Leah. So Gemara says, Lema tiyavta de Shmuel. Wait a second, maybe this is a kashya on Shita of Shmuel, because doesn't Shmuel tell us earlier on Daf Chavtes, we saw the Shita of Shmuel that told us, Damar Shmuel, chalitz l'balas aget, lo niftar tzara. And Shmuel says, in the case where there are two yavamas, and one of them received a get, so if the yavam performs chalitza with the get, so then she is not considered be released. According to Shmuel, the Zika, the one who received the get, is considered inferior because of the fact that you had get given there. So the chalitza that's performed with the person who received the get is inferior chalitza. Since it's an inferior chalitza, it's considered a chalitza which is lower. Shmuel holds that this inferior chalitza is not able to remove the other tzaras, the other wives of Shimon in our example. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says that the second get is ineffective, and the second Yavama Zika is going to be Chal. So, but if that's the case, if that's the case, she is a full fledged Zika. So then, why don't we assume that when you give Chalitza to the first wife, that it hasn't removed the second wife, the Tzara, according to Shmuel? So this Lechora is going to be a kasha on Shmuel with the feet of Shita of Rabbi Gamliel. Aye, what about the Chachamim? The opinion of the Chachamim, Lechora is not going to be a kasha according to Shmuel, even though they say that the Yavam is allowed to perform Chalitza with either one they want. They hold both Gittin were both Chal, so both of them are ineffectively Shayach to this Yavam. So therefore, since both Gittin are Chal, they're on the same level. So if you do Chalitza with either one of them, that's not going to be a kasha on Shmuel. We're only specifically asking it on the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel. So that's, we had this, I said Daf Chavtes, I think it was actually Daf Chavzai. That is where the Shita of Shmuel comes up. So now the Gemara says again, isn't this a kasha and a Shita? So the Gemara over there had different answers. We had Ravashi, we had different Shitas over there, how to explain the opinion of Rangaliel. So we're really going to go, I think it was Ravashi, the Shita over there, that's how we're going to explain Shmuel's Shita right now. So the Gemara says, Omer lecha Shmuel, so Shmuel's going to answer, Ki Amra, now when do I say my ruling, Aliba demanda Yesh Zika? I say it with regards to the one who owes Yesh Zika. That the Zika, we've mentioned when we talked about Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, that the Zika creates a strong enough bond that's just similar to Mamish, like a marriage. So that meaning that both of them, when Shimon dies, they're not any children, and Rachel and Leah are coming before Reuben for Yibam, this Zika creates that both of them are considered like their mamish, like they're considered somewhat married to Reuben. So now, according to the Shita of Yesh Zika, it can only be removed with the Chalitza, with a full-fledged Chalitza. If a get was given to Rachel, let's say, and then subsequently she was given a Chalitza, that's not strong enough Chalitza to remove the Zika power from Leah, the other one who was Shimon's other widow, because there's a Zika, it's like a marriage to Reuven, and it has to be removed with a very strong Chalitza. So I hold my opinion, only the opinion that holds of Yesh Zika. However, Gamliel Sever Ein Zika, Rabbi Gamliel is the opinion he holds of Ein Zika, as Rashi fleshes it out, based on the Gemara on Daf Kuf Tes, we'll get to later, that if you have a man who was married by to a person who was a yesoma who was married shesia achia ve'ima, which is only a din derabanan. So he's married to her only on the level of derabanan, and then her sister was married to his brother. So Shimon was married to the example I always like to give. I heard once that Reuven, Reuvena, and Shimon, Shimona. Reuven was married to Reuvena, who was a sister of Shimona. And now, so this sister was a ketana. She was a ketana married. So their marriage, Reuven and Reuvena's marriage, was only level derabanan. Now Shimon, who was married deraisa to the gedola of Shimona, she was the older sister. Shimona was the older sister, and Shimon was both obviously a gadol as well. So they were married level deraisa. Now Shimon dies without any children. So what do you do? So what do you do over there? So if you hold of Yezika, so then you would have to potentially divorce the Soma that you're married to. Reuven would have to divorce Reuvena because you have a level Darabanan and you have a Zika Dereisa attaching Shimona to Reuven now, and Reuven would have to perform even with Chalitzer. However, Ramliel doesn't hold that way. Ramliel holds that you could wait till she reaches the state of being an adult, she becomes 12 years old, and then you have Bia with her, so that creates a full-fledged level of Dereisa of you being married to her. Then you have, she'll be Yotze because she's an Erva, she's the Achos Ishto, which would be an Erva to you, and then would Pater her from Yibam Chalitza, and that would be Mutter according to Gamliel. The only way you could hold this way is if you hold that there's no Zika. If you hold that the Zika connection is Yev Zika, then when Shimon dies, Shimona comes on a level of Zika, of a very strong Zika, to potentially be married to Reuven, that would be able to uproot his current marriage, and you would have to do something else. So Zidra Ramagamil doesn't hold that way. He holds of Ein Zika, that would be Ramagamil Shita, and therefore it's not a Kasha Shmuel, because I was asked, according to my opinion, with the opinion that holds of Yesh Zika. Okay. So back to over here, so the Gemara says, so now we're just going to make a diuk though. So this was only a Lofi Rav Ashi, as we mentioned, according to Rav Ashi's interpretation of the Gemara over there, on Chav Zayin. But the other sheetahs of the Chora would have to say something different over here. Our Gemara is clearly going to leave out the Rav Ashi. So the Gemara points out now, the Gemara Gamliel suffer in Zika. Now since the Gamliel holds there is no Zika, the Gemara makes it a Diyuk, turning on to the Nahal of Amud Beis. Now, Rabbanan suffer Yev Zika. That implies that the Rabbanan hold that there is Zika. It seems reasonable to assume that would be the Yisod HaMachlokas over here, that's what they're arguing about. So the Gemara says, V'ketani Seifa, yet the Braisa teaches in the Seifa, V'cheina ta'omer b'shnei avim in v'yam machas. So too do you find with the case you have two Yavamim and one Yavama. If each Yavam gave the Yavama a get, and only one of them has to do Chalitza, according to Rabbanan, so then this applies to Rabbanan, who seemingly hold that there is Zika. Although Zika creates a strong bind between the Yavama and the Yavama, it can be removed through a Chalitza, which, as we mentioned, a lower level Chalitza. So that would be Lechora Akashadam. Limit after the Rabba Baravuna Amarav Anashita of Rabbi Marav. Dama Rabbahuna Marav, Chalitza Psula Tsricha Lachzra Kalach, in a case where you have a Chalitza which is a Pasal Chalitza, a lower level Chalitza, because the get was given to them, you have to go to all of the brothers of the husband who died, of Shimon's, all that in our example of Shimon's brothers, he had Reuven, he had Yisachar, Zebulun, and all of them, and each of them have to perform a chalitza separately. Because he holds that a chalitza, psula, chalitza on the lower level chalitza, does not, by one brother, doesn't remove the zika to the other potential brothers. Because it's a deficiency of chalitza, you need to go according to all the brothers. So again, here it sounded like you don't need to do that in our Mishnah, and yet the Braisa of the Chachamim, and how are you going to explain this? So Gemara says, Amalach Rav Baruna, Bein Ragalim Begalim Zerva Inzika. No, why did you assume the Yisunum Achlokas was about Yesh Zika or Inzika? Both agree that there's no Zika, and therefore Hacha Beget Achar Get, Umayim Achar Mayim Erkim Lifigi. There are going to be different Yisunum Achlokas, that whether there is regarding to Get Achar Get, Umayim Achar Mayim, that's what they're disagreeing about. And therefore, Rabbi Rahuna would understand that a chalitza psula would not remove the Yavama Zika to the other brothers. And Hanami over here, with the case of a deficiency of chalitza is of the opinion is only within the shita that there is yesh Zika. Both of these shitas hold ein Zika, and that's why the chalitza is going to be kasher. And Hanami, if you hold a yesh Zika, you would have to go after each and every brother and get your chalitza. So the Gemara now goes down to analyze more of the Braisa. Amar Mar, we said in the Braisa that if there's two Yavamos who came before one Yavam, also Maimar Bazu, Maimar Bazu. If you've done Maimar with this one and then Maimar with the other one, Rabbi Gamliel says, Nosen Getler, Rishon of a Cholitzla. You do, the first Yavama gets the get, and she also does Chalitza, and then Vasa Bakravase, and is usher to marry the relatives of Mutter Bakravashnia. And it's going to be permitted to marry the relatives of the second Yavama. So now the Gemara says, Michli, let's analyze the statement of Rabbi Gamliel. Because Rabbi Gamliel ain't Maimar Chamaimar. Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's no validity to Maimar Chamaimar, so the latter Maimar has no validity at all. Rishon and Amit is Yavim. So then, why according to Gamliel, if the second Maimar means nothing, so then after you do Maimar with Shimon dies with Rachel and Leah. He does Maimar with Rachel. And then he does Maimar with Leah. The Maimar of Leah means nothing. So why don't you just do Yibum with Rachel? So So the Gemara said, Echanami, that really on a level of the Reis, Rabbi Gamliel would have no problem. Here, there's a problem of a Gzera. He'll, out of concern, be allowed to do Yibum with Rachel, accidentally come to do Yibum. He'll say, oh, I did Maimar with both of them. I could do Yibum with either one I so please. I could do it with Leah. And that'd be an Isser de Reis, according to Rabbi Gamliel. So therefore, Dilemma Asi Labim with the Shnia, which would be a major issue, and therefore, we would have a din derabanan of not allowing you to do yibum in that circumstance, even though the second, for all intents and purposes, the second maimar is completely invalid. So now we just concluded the analysis of Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Gemara now is just going to point out Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Gamliel, Beit Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Azai, Rabbi Nechemya, Kula Sirilu Maimar Kona Kinyan Gamar. That when a Yavan performs Maimar, it's going to affect a Kinyan Gamar, full fledged acquisition of his Yavama. So 2 points to make in this statement of Rabbi Yochanan. First is whenever the Gemara is, we have a Masorah from the Gaonim that there's Ein Alacha Keshita. That whenever the Gemara is trying to find, like when they say with this Kulos Rilu, that they're trying to like find Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shabbat, whenever you have these Shitas, you try to collect these Shitas, we don't hold like the Shita, because like the way Rashi always described it, is like that they're going through Shas and they're saying like, who holds that string Shita that we don't paskin like? Let's find all the Gedolim that held this way and let's just line them up. So like that's what they're doing. So it's clearly Ein Alacha Keshita with Masorah. It's just important to know. When you go through Shas, you should know this. Ein Alacha Keshita. That's the first thing. Second thing is that when he says that Maimar Kone Kinyan Gamar, it's clearly that they don't all hold of the same level of this complete acquisition. Like Beit Shammai hold that his Mamish Kone on the level of Del Reisa, as we're going to see. That's definitely not going to be the Shita of the other Tanaim that we're going to quote. So we're each of them hold on a certain level higher than the Chachamim quoted in our Mishnah. They hold that Maimar is Kone on a higher level of Chachamim hold, but not necessarily like a Kinyan Gamar Mamish like a Beit Shammai hold, but rather that they're higher level than the Chachamim hold. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel is Adarman. As we just stated, that Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's no validity to Maimar Maimer, so we consider the first Maimer significant enough to say that the second Maimer is not going to accomplish anything in the lieu of the first Maimer. Now, Beit Shammai is going to say, where do we see Shita Beit Shammai? This time we learn in the Mishnah, and Daf Chav Tes, we already got to this Mishnah. You have Shlosh Achen, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim Nosu and Shtei Achais. You have Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven was married to Reuvena, and Shimon was married to Shimona. Ve'echad Mufta, and the third one, Levi, was not married to anybody. He was not married to anybody, rather. So Meis Echad Vale Achayos. So then, let's say Reuven dies. So Reuvena comes before Levi to do Yivim Rechalitza, Ve'asabah Mufta Maimer, and Levi does He does Maimar with the widow of Reuven and Reuvena. Before he has a chance to do Yibum yet, Shimon dies. So now Shimon is also coming before Levi to do Yibum or Chalitza. So now that's two sisters coming before Levi to do Yibum or Chalitza. So Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel says both of them have to get a Chalitza, and you're not allowed to do Yibum. However, Beit Shammai Omrim, Ishtoimo, that Levi is allowed to remain with Reuvena, the first wife, because with the fact that he's done Maimar is Kona on the level of Daraisa. And Shimona is potter from both doing Yibum or Chalitza because of Achos Ishto, because she's an erva now to Levi because of the fact that he was married on level of Maimar to Reuvena. So we see that it's Kone Mamash on the level of Daraisa according to Beit Shammai. Now we're up to the next part. Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon hold? That Maimar is going to be a Kenyan. Decided we learn in Daraisa that regards to a case of here, just introduction, if a man is going to have... let's just step back. When you have a katana, a katan, if a person who has bia above the age of 9, his bia is a full level on the level of the race. At the point, let's say if a woman was an Ashes Ish and she has bia with a 9-year-old, so we assume that that's a full-fledged level of a bia, and she's bichayev misa. Now he's a katan, so he's obviously patan, but she would be chayev misa. Now what if you do that? What if this 9-year-old does yibum? If he does yibum, so that's a big shiloh here, because his bia is fully recognizable on the level of the reisa that it's a bia, but he doesn't necessarily have das. So do you necessarily need that? So now, when it comes to the case in our Mishnah, so in the Mishnah about the quote and later on the tzaddiks, so we're going to see that if the Yavama came before these two brothers who are below the age of bar mitzvah and each one had bia with her, so the shiloh is, what do you do in that case? So this is going to be like when you have two Yavamim, one of them does Bia with her, and it's similar to the level of Maimar. So we're going to say that case is going to be the Shita of the Chachamim, and then the Mishnah is going to state the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. We learn in the Braisa, Amar Lur Rabbi Shimon Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon said to Chachamim, in Bia's Rishon Bia, if the first one was really valid, then Bia Sheni Ein Bia. Then the second brother's Bia is nothing, and therefore there's no issue whatsoever. So he's saying that if he's rejecting the idea that it's partial, it's partial. Rather, he's understanding that it's a suffix what its level is. So he's saying Mamanoshef, if it's a full level Bia, then the second one's not doing anything when he does Bia, because the first one is Kone as his wife. In Bias Rishon Eina Bia. Now, if the first brother's Bia is not valid, so Bias Shini Nami Eina Bia, the second one's also not going to be valid whatsoever. So then, if that's the case, so we see that this Bia is going to be not going to be Chal. So Ve'al Bias Bein Teshu. So the Gemara is analyzing Rav Shimon. We see that with regards to Bia of a 9-year-old, the Chamar Mashav Rabbanan, the Rabbanan equate it to the level of Maimar. The Kamar Rav Shimon Eina Bia, and Rav Shimon, yet Rav Shimon says that it's like the second Bia is not valid if you've done the first one. So we see that according to Rav Shimon, Maimar can affect a full acquisition because this Bia is like Maimar. We have a Masorah that the first Maimar, that Maimar is like this Bia of a Katan. So therefore, if there's no room for the second Bia to take effect, Rav Shimon is going to hold that it's not going to be Ein Maimar, just like he would hold Ein Bia Achar Bia. Rashi just has a Kasha in Rav Shimon. Even if you want to assume that the Imbias Rishon Bia, the second one, is going to not be Chal, but isn't she going to be Chayav because she was Nus? She's not allowed to be married to the first guy? Because if a woman is Mezana, then she's going to be a Aser Saita Labala. So that's a whole Shaila. So maybe Rashi answers here, their answer differently in Ksubas, but Rashi over here seems to answer that if she did it Peshogging, that's what we're talking about. When she did Peshogging, that's what Rav Shimon was talking about. Okay, anyway, that's what we see from Rav Shimon, that it's Kona on a higher level. Obviously, it's not the same level as Bisham, as you pointed out. Rather, it just means a higher level than the Chachamim. Benazai, what is Benazai? All this there is validity to a maimer after maimer in the case of two yavamim and one yavama. But there is no validity to a maimer after maimer in the case of two yavamas and one yavam. So we see from the second case of Benazai that the first maimer affects a full acquisition to the extent that the second one doesn't mean anything halakhically, and that's what Benazai would hold. Now what's Rabbi Nechemia? This not Rabbi Nechemia says, Rabbi Nechemia Omer Achas Be'ilav Achas Chalitza, both regards to having relations and Chalitza, Ben B'tchila, Ben B'enza, Ben B'sof, whether it's in the middle, at the end, or any of these things, when you have a get first, you maimer first, you deal with any of those things, doesn't matter, Inachar Klum. There's nothing that's going to be Chal afterwards. Vaha bia psula, but when Rabbi Nechemia is talking about a case where you've done a get first, you've done a maimer first, and then you do a bia, still that's the chamarish rabbanan. We hold that it's like a level of maimer, and yet v'ktani and acharei klum. Rabbi Nechemia telling us that there's nothing valid after it. And that if you do a maimer after it, if you do a get after it, it's nothing. Therefore, we see that according to Rabbi Nechemia, maimer isn't going to affect the full acquisition in the sense that anything done afterwards is going to be meaningless, and that's what we see from the shita of Rabbi Nechemia. That he also would hold like this, that there, after Maimer and after a get, there's a stronger level than what the Chachamim in the Mishnah hold. Okay, Baruch Hashem, will pick up the case of a Maimer in tomorrow's daf.